2 weeks into her new job as the leader of Texas A&M's Health Science Center, Carrie Byington was testifying before the State Senate Finance Committee about bad news she got on her first day at work.
As a new leader...
Your phone rang as well.
It did. As a new leader facing budget reductions of over $50 million on day one, I'm naturally concerned.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told the committee he remembered when he served in the Senate.
I remember when I was on this committee, I used to listen to all these people like me talking about, oh, the sky is falling, but the sky really going to fall if you pass it.
The Senate's proposal to cut $50 million in special items includes $31 million from the College of Medicine.
This level of reduction would end our ability to take 200 students per year. And it would jeopardize our ability to train the 800 students who are currently enrolled in our College of Medicine.
Dr. Byington also said one or more clinical campuses would close, along with the College of Pharmacy's program in College Station, and around 200 teaching and staff positions would be eliminated. Texas A&M's decision to cancel a White Lives Matter event on campus for September 11th has the official support of the system's Board of Regents.
We do not believe that the First Amendment requires us to allow violence on our campuses, and our obligation to ensure the safety of our students, faculty, and staff is first and foremost.
Regent Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio read the resolution that was unanimously approved today. Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston brought up his multiple experiences with the First Amendment during a 40-year legal career.
The administration had a firm, factual basis to conclude that violence at this event was probable and therefore the safety of our campus was impaired.
The sponsor of a similar event last December wanted to stage a day-long event at Rudder Plaza titled Today Charlottesville, Tomorrow Texas A&M. Students at Texas A&M system schools not on a guaranteed rate plan will be paying more during the next 2 years. Board of Regents passed higher tuition and fee schedules over the opposition of Tony Busby of Houston.
I know that the gap between rich and poor continues to get larger, and I know that there are going to be people, students, families, who are going to suffer because of this.
Bill Mahomes of Dallas was the only member of the majority vote to speak.
We remain focused on keeping the cost of attending our universities affordable.
The regents' meeting in Stephenville had no one appear during the public hearing preceding the vote. The chancellor of the Texas A&M system has been given a 3-year extension of his contract. John Sharp also given a standing ovation following unanimous approval by the 7 members of the Board of Regents attending this week's meeting in College Station.
This is the best staff, and I've had several thousand employees over the years, and they are the most incredible people that come up with the most amazing ideas and ability to execute, and I wind up getting the credit for it. So thank you for that.
Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston was the last of 5 members who offered congratulations.
I view this as an expression of confidence by the board in your leadership and a statement by our board recognizing the stability of our system.
According to the system office, there will be no change in Sharp's compensation. His contract will run through 2023. Monday was the first day for those with deep pockets to take a stab at reserving rooms at the Texas A&M Systems Hotel and Conference Center that's under construction north of Kyle Field. The options for rooms in the $143 million facility begins with a minimum donation of $100,000. That gives the right for 10 years to book any of 250 hotel rooms and suites. To qualify for a suite or century-level guest room option, prospects will make a $10,000 deposit that will apply to the total donation. That qualifies prospects to bid via an online auction on 2 penthouses, 11 suites, and 36 guest rooms at the top of the building. For the remaining hotel rooms, you have to make a $5,000 deposit to enter a lottery. If you win the lottery, that's when you finish paying the $100,000 donation. The date of the auction and lottery will be announced later in the fall. While the hotel is scheduled to open in time for next football season, A&M has announced the opening on West Campus of its 4th building in a complex involving the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. The $32.5 million Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences building marks the first time in 40 years the department's students, faculty, and staff are all under the same roof. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. There was unanimous support by the Texas A&M System Board of Regents to a pair of items at yesterday's meeting applying to the flagship campus. The only discussion was about the nearly $7 million addition to the equine complex near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth was not against the project, but he brought up the timing as construction scheduled to start next month.
My question was really, Mr. Chairman, is that we are seeing it in this form for the first time, and it's going to start in less than 30 days.
The Regents also approved President Michael Young's request to double the out-of-state tuition charge, which begins next fall and applies to 350 new undergraduate students.
Because they have not been in a position to have paid taxes in the state prior to that, the equities really suggest that a larger proportion of it ought to be borne by them.
No one was at a public hearing, and there were no comments from the Regents before their vote. The Texas A&M University System says it has the cash flow to take advantage of a bullish stock market to wait on removing hundreds of millions of dollars of income until the end of the fiscal year.
They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
The report from the system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, at last week's Board of Regents meeting was questioned by Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria.
Yeah, I'd take it when it's supposed to be done, if it were me.
Hamilton says there's no danger in losing $288 million the A&M system will get from what's called the Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas system. Jimbo Fisher received his Aggie boots, maroon suit coat, and lapel pin this morning. In his formal introduction as Texas A&M's new head football coach, he talked about a comprehensive program that includes the Aggies' core values.
I understand respect, excellence, leadership, loyalty, and integrity, and self-service. They're the six core values of Texas A&M. Our program will reflect these. Our players will reflect these. Our staff will reflect these. I will reflect these.
Fisher said he had no intention of leaving Florida State before he was contacted by athletics director Scott Woodward. Their relationship goes back nearly 20 years when both worked at LSU. While the hiring of Jimbo Fisher drew no comments by the Board of Regents before today's 8-0 vote, there was praise for the selection of the new president at Prairie View A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp was congratulated on what was called an extraordinary hire of Ruth Simmons by Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston.
A person who has had substantial national experience in educational circles, former president of Brown University, returning to Texas and willing to take over leadership of Prairie View A&M University is a remarkable accomplishment on your part.
Dr. Simmons, who's been the interim president since July, spent 11 years as president at Brown and has also served on the boards at Rice, Princeton, and Howard Universities.